Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The information provided in this podcast episode is for entertainment purposes and is not medical advice. If you have any questions about your health, contact a medical professional. This content is strictly the opinions of Lucas Owen and is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The references, claims, and scientific information linked to any products are only applicable to those listeners who are based in the US. If you are outside the US, this information does not apply to you. It is not intended to provide medical advice or to take the place of medical advice or treatment from a personal physician. All viewers of this content are advised to consult with their doctors or qualified health professionals regarding specific health questions. Thank you for listening to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas Owen. I uncover the most cutting-edge health information on the planet, ranging from hormones, nutrition, supplementation, fat loss, biohacking, longevity, wellness, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Today, I'm joined in the studio with a very special guest. Today, we are going to be talking about earthing, also known as grounding. And today, we have Laura Graham joining me. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Lucas. Thanks for having me and giving me the opportunity to share the wonderful benefits of earthing.
Amazing, amazing. I'm very excited for today's discussion, but maybe start out with Laura, letting my audience know a little bit about who you are and what your current role is and what your mission is.
Yep, so Laura Graham, I am the owner of Barefoot Healing, which is an online business here in Australia. And we sell a range of products for better health, for earthing, radiation protection, and clean water. I've been involved in this business now for 9 years. And prior to that, my background is financial. I grew up in England. I did all the right things. I went to university. I studied economics. I thought that was my path, working in the financial industry, and I moved over to Australia about 18 years ago. And again, you know, straight away back into the corporate world, and it was probably 10 years ago that, you know, the kind of the discomfort with what I was doing, the lack of meaning, the lack of passion kind of kicked in. And I started to explore other options, mainly around natural health. I was looking for solutions for my own stress and autoimmune issues. I had thyroid problems, I had skin problems. And so, yeah, that led me down the natural health route and ignited, I guess, something in me. I started to study kinesiology, kind of thinking about going down that path, and I discovered earthing. So I used the earthing products myself with great success for my autoimmune problems. And then, yeah, here I am today down the track. I love it. I want to tell others about the benefits. It's such a simple concept, but some people still really, you know, are not aware of what the earth beneath our feet can do for us.
And that's why we're here today, obviously, Laura, is to emphasize just how powerful this modality or form of healing can be for the human body. I mean, if I were to reflect back on when I first learned about the benefits of earthing or grounding, I came across it when they were looking at some professional cyclists. I think they were using it to assist with their recovery and yep. and things of that nature. But do you remember the very first time you heard about it? Like, do you remember that point when you first heard about earthing?
Yeah, I just remember reading an article on earthing, and it was someone's testimonial. Again, it was looking at improving thyroid. And I must admit, the first time I heard about it, I wasn't quite sure. It, you know, something about it intrigued me, but I did think it can't be this simple. Mm. It can't just be about being in bare skin contact with the earth. How can that help? So, yeah, there was a light bulb moment, but there was also some skepticism around the idea as well for me initially.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Maybe a good opportunity now would be to share with the listeners what is earthing or grounding? Like, what does the practice actually involve?
So as mentioned, it's bare skin contact with the earth, with Mother Nature. And the reason for bare skin is because we are conductive beings. We are water, minerals, and the earth itself is negatively charged. So you can think of it like a big battery. And it's constantly replenished by solar radiation, lightning, the heat from the core. It has this reservoir of free electrons. And it's the negative electrons from the earth that our bodies basically really need. But when we are in connection with the earth, those can travel through our bodies, through our blood. And that's one part of the benefit, and the other is to electrically stabilize us. Because our bodies, we're electrical beings, our hearts, our brains, our cells, you know, our body works on electrical signals. Science has actually found that when we're in connection with the earth, we are at the earth's potential. So when you understand more about the electrical stability, even devices, you know, that's why they're grounded to earth, to remove interference and to have safety from fire. And similarly with our bodies, when we connect with the earth, the positive charges on our body disperse into the earth, so we become as the earth's potential. Yeah, so I can talk more around, you know, the science behind what those electrons coming into our body do for our immune system, especially.
We'll definitely get to that, Laura. I mean, I'll actually share a personal experience myself, demonstrating the powerful effects of using an earthing mat. In particular, I've got a treadmill desk, right? So I do I work and I walk at the same time. So I do both at the same time because, you know, I'm obsessed with
multitask.
Yeah, multitasking. And there have been times when I would walk on the treadmill desk, and if somebody nearby would come up next to me and touch me, they would get an electric charge. They'd get a zap effect.
Yeah.
But when my hand is resting on the earthing mat, there is no electrical zapping of the person nearby. So that there is no zapping effect, which is proof that it's actually, you know, decharging the body and actually helping with that effect. So maybe let's sort of discuss, Laura, like you alluded to before, you know, how this can interfere with immune functioning and different parts of bodily functions.
Yeah. So probably a good way of looking at it is if there is a infection in our body or a pathogen in our body, our normal immune response is to increase our white blood cells and release neutrophils into the body. And those in turn will release free radicals. The idea being that they strip an electron from the pathogen to kill it. So it's a very, you know, healthy way of our bodies to respond. But what often happens is that the body releases too many. And those free radicals are looking for those electrons to disperse. And if the body doesn't have enough antioxidants or enough free electrons, it can result in inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, our healthy cells attacking. It builds up pockets of inflammation. Now, when we're in contact with the earth, we have that never-ending reserve of electrons moving into the body and quenching that fire, if you like. Without it, when we're disconnected, those free radicals are on a rampage and can cause the inflammation that can lead to chronic inflammation. And, you know, as we know in modern society, a lot of chronic disease actually is fueled by inflammation. So, you know, anything from rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, cardiovascular, fibromyalgia. There's so many diseases that are caused by inflammation. So if we literally were to earth ourselves on a daily basis, it gives our bodies that uptake of electrons that can just help balance our immune system. And if we're disconnected, you know, if you think about when you wake up in the morning, you're in a house, in a bed, you're not connected to the earth. We walk on carpet inside, wooden floor inside. Wooden floor is not earthed. We wear shoes to the office. We sit in an office surrounded by electrical equipment. And then we go home and we use our devices, our mobiles, our TVs, and we go to bed again. And so you imagine how much positive charge is on the body, as well as what's in our environment these days. And the immune system is working overtime. So we desperately do need to be connected to the earth for that reason.
Yeah, and also another great example we can use is we could just even like test our listeners or ask them, like, how do they feel when they go for a walk along the beach barefoot? You know, how do they feel when they're out in the forest, you know, like forest bathing, for example? It's pretty obvious the effects that you notice when you do go outside, you make contact with the earth, you do actually feel a reduction in stress. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing a particular like clinical study where they were looking at how earthing or grounding can modulate the body's cortisol rhythm. So do you want to sort of elaborate on
that? It's a very powerful like study to show. I think that one, they took 12 subjects and they tested their saliva, their cortisol. They recorded their cortisol every 4 hours for 8 weeks. Then they grounded them, sleeping grounded at night on a grounding pad. And after 8 weeks of grounding, they did the same saliva test. And, you know, when they were ungrounded, their cortisol profile was all over the place, spaghetti-like, and different for all 12 subjects. When they'd grounded for 8 weeks and they redid the testing, a couple of things became clear. One, the cortisol profiles all synchronized. So everybody's became similar. And then it came in line with our natural 24-hour circadian rhythm. So cortisol was higher in the morning, you know, when it's waking you up for the day, and was low in the evening, preparing you to sleep. So it showed that the stress hormone came right down, and obviously that leads to better sleep. And better sleep is one of the great benefits of earthing that most people experience.
Yeah, definitely. And that's going to be, you know, one of the major benefits that people can notice by either going outside or utilizing your earthing mat. So maybe do you want to sort of talk about, in terms of, because you've been in the space for a long time, you know, you've got so much experience and you've heard about different customers' experiences using your earthing mat. Do you want to sort of talk about some of the benefits that you hear typically on a daily basis?
Yeah, I think that's the part about the business I love the most, is the feedback from customers over the phone, emails, reviews. Obviously, people get, you know, extremely excited when they've tried many things that haven't worked and they suddenly discover earthing and it's like the missing link. I guess the most common things we hear are better sleep, but also a reduction in pain. So that's something that, you know, we weren't aware of when we first started promoting earthing, was this actual, I guess it's where the inflammation is taken out of the body. And so without the inflammation, the redness, swelling, deep down tissue repair happens, and people's pain can go away after having years and years, you know, severe back pain or arthritis. And it can be life changing for some people that have lived in pain. So, yeah, sleep, pain, reduction are probably the most common we hear. But you'd be amazed, we hear about, you know, women especially, a reduction in PMS symptoms, in hot flushes. We hear an improvement in asthma, in epilepsy, in snoring, in varicose veins. We've heard so many, you know, really positive, amazing testimonials from customers just from earthing, not doing anything else different, and just trying the earthing. And like, for myself, I had very bad eczema and Hashimoto's, autoimmune problems, which has cleared up over the years. And
wow.
Yeah, I never ever get any breakout of eczema anymore. That's
incredible.
Yeah.
Actually, if my audience wants to like learn more about the science behind it, there's a funny, they don't necessarily say earthing or grounding on some of the scientific studies. That there's a new term, I don't know if you've actually heard of it, Laura, they call it electric nutrition, which is a fancy term.
Yeah.
That there's an article that I looked at, is back in 2017. The title was Electric Nutrition, the Surprising Health and Healing Benefits of Biological Grounding or Earthing. So. Yeah. Just phenomenal stuff.
It's
so
incredible. But yes, look, for the listeners that do want to really delve into the science behind earthing, there's now, I think, over 30 peer-reviewed studies that have been published, and hundreds of other papers. And they're all housed on a website called earthinginstitute.net. So it's an incredible resource. It's also houses lots and lots of customer testimonials from doctors, physios, yeah, like you mentioned before, they used earthing for the Tour de France for athletes and showed that it helped with delayed muscle soreness. It helped them recover faster. It helped prevent tendonitis. That's all there. There's a lot of information. You could spend days and days on that website.
In terms of practical application for my audience, if they actually want to know about how best to utilize the earthing mats or the earthing technology and devices that you guys have developed, would you say that the easiest and like the most convenient one would be to just use the earthing mat during sleep? Or what have you found with customers?
We tend to recommend sleeping earthed at night as, you know, the best way to earth yourself using a product. Obviously, we'd always say, if you can earth naturally, that's how to go. There's nothing better, you know, than being, like you said, being outside, barefoot connection with the earth. It's got all the other benefits of being outside as well, the sun, the sound of birds. You want to be in nature as much as you can. But we tend to find in our busy lives that we can't get that half an hour of earthing outdoors, because that's kind of the minimum time you should spend earthing to start. The body to start feeling a difference. So, yeah, it's nice to go and walk and hang your washing out barefoot, but it's not enough. So, you know, we need to get that amount of time outdoors. And if we can't, then that's where the earthing products are great to help. Now, if you sleep earthed, it gives you, you know, that really long period to recharge the body. It's when you're in rest and restore mode. So I also think it's a great where time to get that uptake of electrons. It would be our most popular product, the mats for the bed. We do mattress covers. They're like a very soft carbon mat, so they're a conductive material. They go over your mattress, you put your own fitted sheet on top, natural fibers. And you connect it to your grounding port of your outlet. So for some people, they initially think you're using electricity, and how does that work?
Yeah, the switch doesn't even need to be on, right?
No, that's right. So there's a wire that connects your grounding mat that's conductive, and you have a special earthing plug. And those plugs will only have one silver prong that go into the grounding port of your outlet. It can't conduct electricity. And it's basically then, you know, connecting to the copper rod, the grounding rod of your home, your building. So it's a really simple and easy way. Once you plug it in, you don't need to think about it. You do, you know, electricity doesn't need to be switched on, and you sleep. So they're the most popular product, but we also have a really great budget product called a universal mat. And I'm sure you're using one as we speak. I'm using one on the floor for my feet to stand on. And they're just, again, a small carbonized mat that you can use at a desk, on the floor, on the sofa. They're called a universal mat because you can take them anywhere and everywhere and just use them during the day as much as you can to earth.
That's actually a really great point you brought up around duration, because that's, some people will be wondering, like, how long should they be going outside for? And also, let's not forget it has to be in contact with, like, Mother Nature's earth, not like man-made. So, like, do you want to distinguish between the two there?
Yes. So you're right. It's got to be something that's directly in contact with the earth. So if we walk on sand, if we're in the ocean, if we're on grass, dirt, if we touch trees, we're earthed. Concrete is earthed as well. But as soon as we start coming indoors, carpets, tiles, you know, even wooden floor, then we are not earthed. So Yeah. There's also, it's good to know that our shoes are obviously synthetic materials. So when you walk outside in shoes, you're not going to be earthed. You know, prior to the 1960s, a lot of shoes had leather soles or leather-based shoes, and people were earthed, even just walking around, going in their day-to-day lives. These days, we're completely disconnected. So, yeah, you want to be outdoors, barefoot, gardening, just any form of bare skin contact to the earth.
Yeah, and also as you described the universal earthing mat and how it connects to the wall, I mean, it's pretty versatile. Like you said, you can pretty much take it into any part of the house that you're in, even in the office. Like I said, I've got a treadmill desk, and my arm actually rests on the mat when I'm typing. So yeah. Like it can sort of go there.
Yeah.
So there's definitely so many different practical applications for it, and it really does make it so accessible to anyone. And I think it's just the simple, what we call a biohack or a bio optimization protocol, that really can be a missing link for a number of people with their health.
Yeah, exactly right. And we do hear that all the time. I've tried everything. My health is great. My nutrition is great. But I still have, you know, underlying pain that I don't know why. And people will earth and it will just disappear.
Yeah, definitely an important protocol there. If we were to look at some of the potential, I guess, like dangers associated with not earthing consistently, like looking at people that rarely make contact with the earth or rarely do any sort of earthing, what might be happening inside their body within their
Well, I guess another good indicator is your blood. So there's been many studies done on your blood of grounding and not grounding. So for those that don't ground, the blood tends to be clumpy, sticky, you know, the blood viscosity, it doesn't flow very well. And it's been shown that when you ground yourself, even after just a couple of hours, the red blood cells will become negatively charged on the outside. And just like little magnets, they will then repel each other. And that allows the blood to thin. So it's called the zeta potential. And grounding, the scientific studies to show that grounding does increase your zeta potential and the blood thins. And that obviously leads to better circulation, to better blood. You know, the heart will pump the blood better blood pressure. It can help people with any kind of cardiovascular issues or diabetes, etc. So it's something to be aware of, that if we remove that connection with the earth, our bodies are building inflammation and our blood is, yeah, our blood viscosity is not at its best. In terms of, we do get asked this quite a lot, if I'm on blood thinners, if I'm on thyroid medicine, diabetes medicine, is it a problem for me earthing? And, you know, I know this from personal experience. It's not going to change overnight. It's progress. So all we say to people is do it in consultation with your doctor. So just make sure that you're getting, you know, your levels checked maybe more frequently instead of once a year. Go every couple of months just to see the progress, because really you're going to be reducing your medication over time.
Yeah, this is an important point to note. Those who are looking at integrating earthing, either doing it naturally or with you know, specific earthing mats, is what we're teaching or educating here is not medical advice. We're just, you know, outlining potential therapies and modalities that may be able to assist you with your overall health and healing. And, you know, I think over the years we've seen thousands and thousands, probably even millions of anecdotal reports online across YouTube or, you know, on the internet. We hear about the benefits of of integrating this practice. And it's, like we said, it's a neglected practice, particularly for people in the biohacking space, which is all about optimizing biology and optimizing health and performance. We think of things like modulating the light in our environment, so minimizing blue lights.
Yeah.
We think about, you know, going to the gym, going to yoga, doing these de-stress. It's just another modality we can add to the mix.
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of another question here, Laura, would be the relationship between earthing and EMFs. So EMFs stand for electromagnetic fields. Yes. What sort of integration or link might there be there?
So as we briefly discussed earlier, when we're using our electrical devices, there is a voltage coming from those. And that positive charge is around us and sits on our body. We can do a simple experiment with a voltmeter, and we can measure our body voltage when we're not earthed. And, you know, generally, if you do that in your office or your bedroom, you might see that it's 1 volt, 2 volts, 3 volts. It can be fairly high. If we then directly touch an earthing product, your body voltage will drop 1,000 times, like right back down to what it would be if you stood outside barefoot. So with those lower frequency EMFs from electrical devices, we know that we're at the earth's potential. That's not sitting on our body anymore. We're at one with the earth's potential. So it helps our bodies around those EMFs. Obviously, there is a spectrum of EMFs, the electromagnetic spectrum. And there's other, I guess, radio frequencies emitting from devices such as Wi-Fi, mobiles, phone towers. Those frequencies, there's no studies to show if earthing is enough to help. Obviously, we know it's giving us the electrons to help with our immune system, and our immune system is under attack when we're around those EMFs. So we definitely know it will help our bodies, but is it enough given the soup of radiation, you know, that we're in? It's everywhere now. It's really hard to escape because everyone has a mobile, uses wireless devices. They're all producing radio waves to connect to, you know, the nearest Wi-Fi router in your home or the nearest cell tower for 5G. And it's that kind of constant pulsed radiation in our space that some scientists believe over time will have a biological impact on our bodies. And it's worth looking into this. I've been aware of the health impacts of EMFs for about 8 years and very concerned. Back 8 years ago, if I talked to anyone, they'd probably think I was a nutter. In the last few years, I think there is more mainstream discussion around or more awareness. Still not nowhere near enough, given that our children's classrooms are bombarded by Wi-Fi. But the science is there. If you look for it, there's thousands and thousands of studies. Just one source, because I can't quote loads of them, but one source, if people are interested, is the Bio Initiative report, because it houses about 2,000 studies, all by PhD scientists, very reputable scientists, about the harmful effects of EMFs on our body. And just to give you a very quick overview of a few things they found, things like cell mutation, DNA damage, chromosome damage, neurological damage, and cancer. So, you know, it's the science is out there. There's obviously, you know, governments and telcos are, you know, you wonder why this is why it's not talked about more. And I guess the approach of governments and telcos is it's safe until it's proven dangerous. Yeah. And as we know, that didn't work so well for tobacco and asbestos. But a lot of the studies as well, you have to look how they're funded. If they're funded by telcos, and pretty much I think there was some stat that not one single study funded by a telco found harmful damage, whereas 70 to 80% of studies not funded by telcos all found some link to long-term health impacts.
Yeah, I definitely think it's quite clear now that EMFs can have a detrimental effect to our biology in different ways, like you alluded to, like you explained before. We've already had Huggen Thiers on the podcast here, which, you know, we both know.
Yes, and that, you know, that leads nicely on to, is earthing enough around these EMFs? It certainly helps, but we're always looking for other solutions or products that might help protect our bodies. And as you know, we came across Hagen Tier's product in WaveGuard. Hagen won an innovator award a couple of years ago for his work. It's quite incredible, the WaveGuard technology. It's the only technology using depolarization to mitigate the effects of EMFs. And I know you've spoken to Hagen, and your viewers will get to listen to him, and he'll explain it a lot better than I can. But the idea is that our bodies are fine around, say, natural sunlight, which is depolarized. If an EMF wave hits our bodies, it's foreign. We don't like it. If we can depolarize that radiation into something a lot more natural, our bodies are happy. So incredibly, Hagen has found a way to do that. And it really comes down to the key liquid that's inside the WaveGuard device. Obviously, for many years, he studied water and light and has evolved this amazing magical liquid. And, you know, when the radiation goes through this liquid, it changes it into a harmless electromagnetic field similar to natural radiation, similar to light. So I've got, don't know if you can see mine there in the background.
And
yes.
I would show mine, but it's in my bedroom, which is too personal for the podcast.
So that's a larger home model, and we also do sell a much smaller portable device. And even the portable device, which is the one I think you're using, covers, you know, 3 meters in all directions. So it gives that pulsing field around you and depolarizes those EMFs in your space. The home units are about 7 meters in all directions. So, you know, it covers most of your home.
Yeah, it's actually incredible. When I first heard Huggen Thiers talk at the Dubai Biohacking Summit, for those listening in, both Huggen and I were actual speakers at the conference in our respective fields, and no pun intended, in our respective fields. But Huggen educated me heavily on the dangers of EMFs, and I knew about the dangers. My mum was stressed about them, you know, a long time ago.
Yep.
And she was, you know, warning us to like stay away from those big TV towers and those network towers, like just stay away from them. But, you know, the evidence is pretty pretty clear now. There's without a doubt a damaging effect on our biology, particularly like men's fertility and men's testosterone levels. Like putting a phone in near the pocket is going to, you know, damage sperm quality significantly.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the same for young girls. You see so many young girls tuck their mobiles in their bra, walking around, going to the gym. And there's a massive increase in young girl breast cancer where they would put their mobile phone. So, you know, if you think about it, the phone, it gets really hot. You feel it if you put it to your head, which I never do anymore. But it's the heating of the tissue. You can actually feel that heat, you know, like heating in a microwave. It's not going to do our tissue any good at a cellular level. So, yeah, it's I think it just it's really important to educate our children because they've grown up with this technology. You know, in my day, at least I was in my 20s before I even had a mobile phone or a computer. Kids these days, sadly, from a very young age, you know, constantly have some kind of device around them or on their bodies or AirPods in their ears. So it's very concerning.
It sounds like, Laura, I mean, In order to sort of overcome or prevent the body from receiving these external threats and damaging biological systems, the combination of, you know, getting outside or you know, earthing to a degree or using an earthing mat, plus utilizing the waveguard in a house, like we're just ultimately leading to better chances of blocking the harmful effects of modern day living, which is just. It's just a reality. Like most people just live in a society where, you know, we're not living in the forest anymore. We're not in the bush, so it's a bit different.
Yeah, and there's really no very few places to go to avoid, you know, EMR. It's everywhere. It's everywhere now. So yeah, you're right. We have to do what we can. We have to be as precautionary as we can when we use these devices. You know, a really simple thing that everybody can do is turn off their Wi-Fi at night. Nobody's using it while they're asleep. And, you know, it makes a massive difference. So, it's doing what you can. And like you say, looking around for that kind of help where it exists. And WaveGuard is certainly the most amazing thing we have found.
Yeah, and also put the mobile phone on, turn it off or put it on airplane mode.
Yeah, and get it out of the bedroom. You know, don't be near it when it's charging. Don't use it when it's charging. Yeah, remove as much as you can from your bedroom and use your speakerphone during the day if you are on the mobile and you know, you can use speakerphone, do that, text. And if you have to have a call, use AirTube headsets. Not AirPods.
It's funny, you actually reminded me of my experience working at a Thai restaurant like 5 years ago. My very first job was like working at a Thai restaurant. And my actual job was to take the phone orders, like the delivery or takeaway. And I remember the telephone that I had to use was pretty old telephone, but it was wireless.
Yeah.
And it was so hot, Laura, that it was burning. It was actually burning my ear.
Yeah. But it's the same as mobile phones. The cordless, those old style cordless phones. Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely would have, if I had the opportunity of putting it on speaker, I would have loved that back then.
Yeah.
Because that would have definitely left a mark on my, I don't know, probably cause a lot of oxidative stress and damage to that area. But that's our job. You know, we're here to educate people, to make them help, you know, make informed decisions about their health and optimize their biology. So, you know, I think you're doing a fantastic job at that. I think, you know, you're showcasing tools and strategies that people can implement into their lifestyle pretty effortlessly as well. that can really make a difference to their overall health and well-being.
Yeah.
So, it's absolutely incredible information, Laura. And I might mention now for the audience, if they are listening in, if they did want to check out or purchase an earthing mat or the WaveGuard technology, I'll make sure to leave that linked in the podcast show notes for my listeners and also on my website. But otherwise, if people want to connect with you, Laura, and your website, where can people find you?
So the website is www.barefoothealing.com.au, and you can send us, you know, there'll be contact us on the website. There's a phone number. There's always a real person there. If we don't answer the call, it's because we're on another call. We always call customers back. As I say, it's the best part of our job, talking to real people, to helping them, to hearing your stories, to finding, you know, out what's happened to you once you've used the products. We're there for questions. Hello is our email address, hello at Barefoot Healing. Please get in touch.
Amazing. I'll make sure to leave that information in the podcast show notes. But otherwise, Laura, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Lucas. It was a pleasure.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.